How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled that you are with me today. And I want you to know that I have come through the most gorgeous sunshiny weather. And I really feel the need to emphasize this because I am in Ireland. And at the moment, I am in Northern Ireland. And I'm so tired of listening to people, the minute I say I'm going to Ireland, make me a speech about weather conditions. And because if you go to sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, at sabrams.com, you will find my photo gallery. Those are all photos we have taken in our travels. In those photo galleries, there are at least 18,000 photos just of Ireland and Northern Ireland. And so many of them are pictures taken in bright, sunshiny weather. And even when we're traveling in the winter months, in December and January, which, by the way, are great times to come to Ireland because it's less crowded than you'd find it in July and August when everybody and their children, you know, take a holiday, and you know, wherever you go, you're going to find lots of people. So when you come in the months between October and end of March, beginning of April, you'll find that people have more time for you. You'll also find by the laws of supply and demand that pricing is in your favor. But at the same time, this never been a better time to visit the island that is Ireland, and I want to encourage you to do that. So we're having this glorious weather and meeting so many wonderful people, and you're going to be meeting some of them over the next 3 hours of today's show. And I'm going to take you visiting some interesting places on the northern coast of Northern Ireland, and then we're going to go stop and have a bite at the cutest place ever. It's called Harry's Shack. Start with that. So we're going to go check that out on a gorgeous stretch of beach. And those of you who know the beaches on the Florida Panhandle that just go on forever and ever, the beach at Pacifica, California, just 15 minutes from San Francisco, that is just glorious and faces west. You've got a very similar thing going on here. On the northern coast of Ireland, and we're going to go take advantage of meeting some folks there and learning more about that. But I'm going to take you off in this hour to chat with somebody who I'm expecting is going to have more answers than we have questions for, and that's Mr. Max Bryant, the general manager for the North Coast for the UK National Trust, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood on Parade, one of Tanglewood's most beloved summer traditions, will take place on Tuesday, August 2nd, with a full day of performances and family fun activities throughout the grounds, culminating in a concert by the Boston Symphony, Boston Pops, and Tanglewood Music Center Orchestras, with a grand finale performance of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, followed by a spectacular fireworks show over the Stockbridge Bowl. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
I'm sitting in a lovely meeting room. I have to warn you, first of all, it'd be a great place to have a cocktail party, too. It's a beautiful room. The kind of room that if you were shopping for a house, you'd say it has character. It has the most amazing crown molding around this room. It's kind of like double crown molding. And it's beautifully carpeted and wonderful brocaded draperies, but you don't really want to look at any of that. You want to look out the many windows in this room that overlook the sea and Giant's Causeway. And this is, as you know well, if you've listened more than once, a destination that any time I come to the island that is Ireland, even if I'm going to be spending time along the most southern shore, where you'll find Port Magee and Kinsale and the Skellig Islands and Skellig Michael, where they filmed the last part of the newest Star Wars film, which if you got in the car and you took a drive, would probably be about a 7.5 hour drive from Kinsale to Giant's Causeway. I have to do that. There is something magnetic about the Antrim coastline and particularly Giant's Causeway and the other areas that you have to visit, which interestingly enough are all taken care of and supervised under the auspices of the UK National Trust here in Northern Ireland. So it is a delight, Max, to have you with us. Thank you for making time in your incredibly busy schedule for us.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, and I'm glad you're here on such a glorious day.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's been gorgeous. This is a destination where we come to the Antrim coastline every time we come to Ireland. It's one of the reasons we always put over 2,000 miles on the car that we rent. Because we have to make these big figure eight circuits that, you know, I think, well, this trip we won't go up that way.
Until, oh, no, you have to come here.
Until at a certain point I look and see how many days we have left in this trip and I look at my husband and say, unless we extend the trip, I can't go home unless we go to Giant's Causeway. So we have to make that extra long cut. You know, you've heard of shortcuts.
Yeah.
This is a long cut. Let's find out about you, Max. How long have you been in the position of general manager of the North Coast?
Just coming up for 8 years this June, actually.
What did you do before?
I worked for a company called Sperrins Tourism before. I was the sort of managing director of them. And before that, I managed Cash and Carry. And before that, I worked for logistics and distribution for Sainsbury's. Big supermarket change.
Oh, yes.
So some change from what I'm doing now.
I would think. What made you make that change?
I love the landscape. I love the outdoors and the countryside. And I was looking for a career change. And the opportunity arose. And I've never been happier or luckier than to have the job that I have now.
Well, I interviewed one of the rangers yesterday. And he was telling me that he is a appointed, anointed attorney and walked away from it.
Yeah.
Walked away from it. He did the attorney thing for a number of years and one day said, essentially what I said, I have now done everything my family expected me to do. Now I'm going to do what I want to do because after all, it is my life, no?
I think there's an element of that, and I don't want to give the illusion that it's an easy job. There's an awful lot that goes on and incredibly busy and probably harder now than I ever have in my life. But the rewards of working in such a place and for a conservation organization and protecting these fantastic places are just very different from the rewards you find in some of those other roles that you've talked about.
Did you start out as general manager?
I did for the National Trust when I joined. I joined in the position that I have today.
Yeah. And so, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kent in England, so I'm what's termed here a blow-in. I've only been here 13 years, but my children are born and raised here, so I think that we'll have some deep roots in Northern Ireland. I'm certainly not intending to leave.
And so had you, in your growing up years or when you were old enough to not need a family to take you somewhere and could go on your own, had you been to Giant's Causeway during your life?
No. The first time I came over was about 2 or 3 years before I joined the National Trust. And was actually over for a wedding in Cushendall, where my best friend was marrying a girl from that village. And we had a trip to the Causeway in Carrick-a-Reed and the distillery, of course, at that time. And that was my first introduction.
Bushmills?
Yes, absolutely. And that was my first introduction to the glory of the North Coast.
And you fell in love with the place.
Oh, of course.
How could you not?
No, I think, you know, you've mentioned about the draw and coming back here. And
it's magnetic, isn't it?
Yeah, and it does that to you, and it changes all the time. So every time you go down to the causeway, and you know, that can be twice a week, every day for the rangers, three or four times a day, it's different. Something's changed, the light or the weather or the way the waves are moving or just the people who are there, and it's just fantastic.
See, I understand that very well because where we live now was for a decade and a half our country home. Mm-hmm. And we would go weekends year-round. Mm-hmm. And every time we would take that drive on Friday northward and Sunday night southward, it was different. Same roads, mm-hmm. same hills, same valleys, same trees, but it always looked different. And I used to say, you know, God's painted us another picture.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it never gets boring.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing you would never, ever use with this coast in any way is boring. It changes constantly. And, I mean, you've got the glorious weather today, but sometimes when it's worse weather and it's very dramatic and
very
storming.
It's very moody and romantic, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it, I think one of the things we really try to encourage now is for people to emotionally connect to the places that they visit, that we look after, and allow them to feel that in the short time that sometimes they're here for. And that's really important.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and talk about what you find on the Antrim Coast. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include Dancing with a Twist, May 7th and 8th. Anna Trebunskaya and Dimitri Chaplin from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance will join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, along with vocalists from American Idol. And at the Mother's Day matinee, tickets are half price for kids 17 and younger. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak, reaching all corners of New York State, including Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, and onward to Montreal, offering 15% savings, spacious seats, easy boarding, free Wi-Fi on board, and 15% savings on your next trip. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of being with Max Bryant. He's the general manager for the North Coast for the UK National Trust. And I mentioned earlier that we are in this wonderful boardroom that would also make a perfect place given the fireplace, this gorgeous marble fireplace in this room, and the spectacular views. What a nice place for a cocktail reception. And it's actually housed on the second floor of the Causeway Hotel. And the Causeway Hotel is steps away from the wonderful visitor center that's almost brand spanky new. It opened, what, about 18 months ago?
No, it opened in 2012, actually.
Is it that long
already?
Yeah,
it's 4 years now, just around the Olympics.
Oh, my word. Well, it would have been the same year as... the opening of Titanic Belfast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big year for tourism in Northern Ireland.
Of the commemoration of the sinking of the Titanic on April 15th, 1912 at 2:20 in the morning. And, you know, what a wonderful path that is. So if you come into Belfast, visit Titanic. If you're in Belfast in the months between May and maybe September, you'll stop at the Botanical Gardens. They're beautiful. There's so much more to see in the region. If you make a right turn, go out to visit my good friend Dr. Tim Campbell over at the St. Patrick Center. You know, I was made an honorary friend of St. Patrick in 2007 for our significant contribution to the growth of U.S. visitors to the St. Patrick Center in County Down, which is the only permanent exhibit to Patrick in the world. And so if you come up that coastline and come around the top of the Antrim coastline in Northern Ireland, there are a number of places that you can stop along the way that are all under the auspices and care of the National Trust, the UK National Trust, of which Max Bryant is the general manager for the North Coast here. Mm-hmm. So what are the actual places that you oversee?
For me, it's the village of Cushion Dun, which is on the Causeway coastal route as you come up. Then there's Carica Reed Rope Bridge and Larry Ban Quarry. Then you move on from there, the spectacular White Park Bay. And then you move on to the Giant's Causeway, the sort of jewel in the crown of all those elements that we have. And then further on, you have the wonderful Port Stewart Strand, where I think you enjoyed Harry's Shack. And then moving round the coast from there, you have Downhill Domain and Heslet House. So those are the main sort of places you can go to. We also look after a lot of land in between those places for conservation reasons as well, because we're a conservation charity, as you know. And there are some spectacular places along the North Coast that we don't care for. I have to be clear about that. I don't look after absolutely everything on the North Coast that you can visit. So I mentioned the distillery already, and there's places like Dunluce Castle and Glen Arm and places like that. So there's a lot for the traveller to do who comes across the North Coast.
Yeah, and as I mentioned from time to time, Dunluce Castle, if you're a film goer, you probably saw and didn't realize that you're looking at this marvelous castle ruin right on the edge of the sea here in Northern Ireland. You saw it in the film Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. They took images of Dunluce Castle and through digital wonderment made you think it was Johnny Depp's castle in the Caribbean. It's a marvelous thing.
The things that films are doing now and here with the landscape and what's going
and
on the North Coast is fantastic.
Because there are so many spots within a stone's throw of where we are here at the Causeway Hotel, which is also run by the UK National Trust.
Yep.
And you're what a great place to stay, people, by the way. I mean, because you're right here. So you wake up in the morning and you look out and there's the Causeway. And right next to you is the visitor center. And if you hop in your car, you go left and right down the road along the Antrim coastline, and you've got all these wonderful places dotting the landscape. But the big thing at the moment that is on so many people's mind is the reality that Game of Thrones is set all around here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a strange. You'd think the fact you could stay on a World Heritage site would be the thing everybody knew. But now they know that Game of Thrones is filmed in Northern Ireland, and they're coming and they're trying to find out where specific scenes were filmed and who's been killed where or whatever other attributes have happened during the show. And it's a really new dimension to what we have to offer for people coming to Northern Ireland, and I think it's really exciting and getting people who would never think of coming here to come and enjoy the spectacular landscape and the people that we have here.
Well, we were at the quarry yesterday, mm-hmm. and those of you who watch Game of Thrones, this is where the king in the story had the coronation, was crowned there, and what a gorgeous spot.
Yeah.
I could have sat on the rock I was sitting on. I could have just spent the whole day there, just spent the day vegging in the sunshine. It was glorious, and we saw also... And I hope you'll go to my blog at sabrams.com, sabrams.com/blog. I took a picture, and I took the picture with my iPad. I want to tell you what a fabulous gadget that is, takes such gorgeous photos, of a fossil of an octopus. Mm-hmm. It's about, 5-6 inches long, and you can see the tentacle of the octopus fossilized in the limestone cliffside. It's remarkable.
I think this is the other thing. I mean, just so many different aspects that we have there. So the rope bridge that is at Carrickaread is there for the industry that was the salmon fishing. You then have the quarry. You have the, as you say, the archaeology that's there and the fossils. And then I'm very lucky to have my office over at that place. And sometimes I'm looking out of my window trying to have a serious conversation or deal with something that's a bit of a problem. And I see a pod of dolphins or a basking shark go past in the water below. That's a pretty swift end to a conversation when that happens, I have to say. I normally have to stop for a moment and look at that.
Can you raise us up a pod of dolphins today? I'd like to see that.
Unfortunately, part of the joy is when they suddenly appear out of nowhere and you're not expecting it. So
you can't put an order in for me.
Exactly.
Now, this isn't like on a Walt Disney schedule, just dial it up on your video, no?
Unfortunately not, but it's spectacular when you see it.
It certainly is. Yeah. I mean, the landscape is just absolutely glorious. For people who have never visited, if you're flying in, United flies into Belfast. I don't know who else does, but I used to fly in before United took over Continental all the time. And it's such an easy airport to come in and out of. And whether you're flying into Belfast or you're coming in first into Shannon or Dublin, or you're visiting Europe and then you just take a flight from Europe to get into Northern Ireland or into the Republic of Ireland. It's a real easy, delightful, pleasant drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have one of the most spectacular drives in the world to get you from the airport. So you have the Causeway Coastal Route And it got into the top 10 drives in the world. So
let's talk about that right after these commercial messages. Pay attention, people. The stuff coming up is really important. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include an appearance by one of the greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones.
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
In celebration of the film's 35th anniversary, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops invite you to Symphony Hall for a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark, June 3rd and 4th, as John Williams' epic score is performed live to picture by the Boston Pops. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelson's and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is a glorious day here in Northern Ireland, and I am greatly distracted. That's probably why I think this would be a great room for a cocktail reception, because I don't know how you would keep the people's minds and their attention on any paperwork if you were having a meeting in this room, because the windows wrap around the entire room, and no matter which direction you look, the view is absolutely million-dollar spectacular. So what are we looking at? Is this the North Sea?
That's the Irish Sea there, that comes round over the north coast of Ireland, and Runcarry Head, which is looked after and protected by the National Trust, which sits within the setting of the World Heritage Site. And then you move right and you go down to the causeway, which you can get fantastic views from. Actually, if you just walk 500 metres that way, you can look down over it and get a different perspective. And again, as we talked about earlier, it's the changing way you can view it and look at the World Heritage Site and the Giant's Causeway, which is so remarkable.
Yeah, you see, when we're done chatting, I'm taking a walk down. And I will find my favorite little spot, which is, it's built almost rounded like an amphitheater. And it's tall. It's lower as you approach and taller as you get closer to the sea. So today's not a windy day, but on a day with a breeze, you sit there and you are completely sheltered from the breeze. And so if it's sunny but windy, and you know how that can make you chill? You won't feel chilled. I have walked down in a heavy sweater and had to take the sweater off because sitting in the sun, sheltered by the higher rocks, you almost begin to bake. You know, it's like a Florida afternoon, you know. Marvelous. It's just, and you want to talk about inspirational. I think it's the landscapes and the seascapes and the moody weather that's, you know, the kind of weather that, For it's usually women who have read Nancy Drew books. I guess it's guys read Hardy Boys.
But well, I read some Nancy Drew when I was younger, but I had a twin sister, so that's probably why.
You grab them from her bookshelf. Yeah. You know that kind of Nancy Drew day, you know, where it's kind of misty gray outside and it's a perfect time for a mystery. And, you know, even days like that, there is something special about the electricity in the air that inspires creative people, whether they're authors or, you know, they're novelists or poets, they're musicians, they're composers of music, they're people who work in every medium from glass to clay to watercolor. You know, there is something about being here, and I think it's one of the reasons that there are so many Irish people. You go down the list of creative people who are celebrated over centuries, the number who come from Ireland is huge.
Yeah.
It's just huge.
It's remarkable. I think, and I mean, it's one of the things that I love so much about where I now live and have chosen to live, and which our visitors enjoy so much, and that's the people you meet as you go around the sites we look after. And I know you're speaking to some of them later, but they are really what make the place so special as well. There's a spectacular landscape and seascape that you've spoken about, but the people who bring those stories to life and give that creativity and interpret the places that we're in are so special over here and give such a warm welcome that I think it makes a massive difference. And all the good feedback I get about why people love here so much is about the people who work for us.
Well, you know, but it comes naturally to people in Ireland.
Absolutely.
You know, in so many places you really have to, you have to train people to be warm and friendly. It just seems to come naturally here. But, you know, I'm wondering, if you told me, and if you've just joined us, I'm talking with Max Bryant, the general manager of the North Coast for the UK National Trust, overseeing so many of these wonderful sites along the Antrim coastline. And by the way, I'm still working diligently. They're making it very difficult for me, by the way, here in Ireland and Northern Ireland. On my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland, and every time I think I've just about got it buttoned up, a whole bunch of new things happen, and I just can't keep up. As a matter of fact, later today, I'm going to be speaking briefly with Brian McCormick about a new attraction opening here in Northern Ireland in September. So at the end of the third hour today, people, I'll share that with you. But and also a place that is memorializing a Nobel Prize winning author from Northern Ireland. But if I met you, Max, and you told me you were the general manager of a museum or a department store, I would have a pretty good feel about what you do. What do you do? What is your day like? How do you manage the northern coast?
Well, that's a very complicated question.
I think,
you know, no 2 days are the same, I think, is the first answer. I mean, essentially, the National Trust is a conservation charity, and we're here to protect special places forever for everyone. That's what we do. People associate us largely with mansion houses, but actually we look after a huge amount of open countryside and coast, and that's what I'm responsible for. I don't have a mansion that I look after. So my job really is to try and protect the landscape. But alongside that, because of the spectacular places that we look after, it's to welcome visitors and make sure we give them the best possible time when they come and visit these sites. So I'm responsible for looking at how do we look at visitor flow, how do we manage our people, who do we need to employ where, how do we work with volunteers to make sure that we conserve our places in the best way, how do we want to use the land, what's our strategy in terms of land management, increasing biodiversity, whatever you know sense that means, how do we protect landscape, and how do we allow access into those landscapes. And alongside that, because of the importance of the places we look after to Northern Ireland as a country and as an economy, it's quite a lot of it's how do we work with the tourist boards and with government and with other attractions to make sure that the people who are coming to visit, and more of them are coming to visit from America and other places in the world, really get to enjoy this incredibly special place. So there's a lot of thinking about how do we do that in the best possible way. And it keeps me incredibly busy, I have to say.
Well, let's talk about the parts. It's wonderful that Game of Thrones has been such a fantastic marketing tool. Mm-hmm. As long as people recognize that this is a real place and not a Hollywood set that somebody mm-hmm. or something at Pinehurst Studios, you know, in England, where, you know, they create villages and streets and everything else. This wasn't built to be the background for a TV series or a film. Mm-hmm. But in fact, many films have been made here.
Yeah.
So let's just, because there is a huge audience of Game of Thrones fans in the U.S., maybe you could just walk us through what are the pieces here that they would go and see if they wanted to come and follow the Game of Thrones trail.
Oh, now you put me on the spot. One of the most iconic ones.
Do you watch that series?
I do watch that series fairly regularly.
I haven't yet. We're going to binge watch it. You know, maybe next winter, you know, where we live, we get a lot of, generally, we didn't this season, generally we get a lot of snow. So if we happen to be home and snowed in, I'm going to be prepared to do
Once
some
you start, you won't
watching.
Stop, I tell you. It's Is one it? Of those sort of shows. So one of the most iconic scenes that's filmed over in Northern Ireland is the Dark Hedges, the King's Road.
And now, is it referred to as Dark Hedges in Game of Thrones,
no,
or they call it something
it's
else?
It's the King's Road, as far as I'm aware.
But it's actually referred to. We visited it. It's mm-hmm. fabulous. It's, you know, it looks like somebody came out and, you know, with using ceramics and wood, created this amazing. If you know the artist Escher, it looks like it's something Escher would have created. It's the kind of knurly, knobby, and you expect ghosts to come walking out between them anytime.
Yeah. And then one of the most iconic places, Winterfell, where the Stark family were, was filmed down in Castle Ward, which is another National Trust property, which I'm not responsible for, and that's been used. And then in Cushendun Village, there's various caves. There's Ballantoy Harbour along the road on the Causeway Coast Way. Port Stewart Strand has been used for scenes I haven't yet seen, so I'm looking forward to watching those. And as we've already mentioned, the quarry. There's numerous other locations that are used as well, and it's interesting you talk about people understanding it's a film set, and I think they absolutely do, and they come and they really respect the landscape and how it is, but it's introducing people to these wonderful places that they would never necessarily have come to before, and I think that's no bad thing at all.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Max Bryant, General Manager for the North Coast for the UK National Trust. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. And house where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be at Giants Causeway on an absolutely glorious day with Max Bryant, the general manager for the North Coast of Northern Ireland for the UK National Trust. And just from the point of view of, we've spoken a bit, Max, about this is a conservation organization. Mm-hmm. Your job is to protect this very special and very precious place for future generations. Where does the support for the organization come from?
Well, primarily it comes from our members, and we're a membership-based organization. We have over 4 million members in the UK now, and then from people who visit and come and see what it is. And interestingly as well, there's the opportunity for direct support from America through the Royal Oak Foundation.
What is that?
It's a membership organization in the States where people who are interested in the work of the National Trust and what we do can go and join that organization and support us, and they organize trips over here and to the wider UK to visit and look at what we do. Obviously, the oak leaf is the symbol of the National Trust, and hence the Royal Oak Association. And I think it's really exciting, not just for the National Trust, but for Northern Ireland as a whole, that we're starting to see people really come back and discover their roots and spend some time in Northern Ireland, which is such a spectacular part of the island of Ireland, and so easy to access, as you've already said, and get around. I mean, everything, as you know, is so close together here that, you know, in a week or a couple of weeks, you can really see a spectacular amount.
That's true, and, you know, that's kind of a double-edged sword. It's kind of a bittersweet kind of a thing. People look at a map and they think it's like visiting Rhode Island and Connecticut. And, oh, well, we'll go spend a week, we'll see it all. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, you can't scratch the surface of a pin in a week in Ireland and Northern Ireland. There is just so much to mm-hmm. see and do. I mean, if you really tried to make ground, you'd wind up seeing nothing except the roads.
Yeah, and I think it's that time as well, as you've alluded to, coming back and the way it changes and the sort of cultural side of it as well, and the people and the creativity, and really giving yourself time to immerse in that. And I know for a lot of Americans it's part of their heritage as well, that spending some time really discovering that is fantastic. And there's great things to do. You know, if it is a rainy and miserable day, you get into the pub and you're in a session or you're having a pint of Guinness and then all ready for the next day.
Cheery fireplace there to greet you.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's always something to do, no matter what the weather. And as you say, it's not as bad as people make out.
No, and it's odd because for the most part, all of Europe, Western Europe, except maybe when you get far south enough into Italy or Spain, if you just take a band or a paintbrush and paint it across the map, you would find that not only Ireland and the island that is Ireland and the UK and France and Germany, you have pretty much the same weather. I mean, you know, it's just they get stuck on it here somehow. And I don't know. We come over 2 to 4 times a year. I have done nothing, Max, that I should be punishing myself for. So, you know, if this were a place that was truly miserable, you know, I would have come once and said, okay, I get it. I'm done now.
Let's move on. Occasionally. It's never miserable.
Well, you know, it's never miserable. That's the truth. I mean, it's... And especially this time of year is just such a wonderful time. We do a lot of come when the people aren't here as much kind of travel. So we like to be on the fringes of the May to October. We want to be on the outside of that because then, you know, it gives us a lot more time to really get into everything and people have more time for us as well. So this has been, you know, absolutely amazing. You know, is there a message that you want to particularly deliver to our listeners?
I think it's just that these places are really, really important. They're absolutely beautiful. They're spectacular. And what you can do to support and help us look after them is fantastic, whether that be by visiting and coming and seeing them for yourselves or joining something like the Royal Oak or just simply talking about them and being interested in them. But they are absolutely essential to what it means to be human and to be alive, and all that sort of touching into the spirit and emotional aspect is so important to what it is to be human.
You know, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody mention the Royal Oak Foundation. So it's something I'm going to have to look into and find out more about. But I can tell you that there are many times when we have become members of the National Trust, which gave you free entry to better than free entry, more important than, you know, you made your contribution and you got your, you know, your membership card that got you into this long list all over England, Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland and wherever there was a National Trust property. It got you to the front of the line. And I can remember places in and around London where if you had to get in the ticket sales line, that was a 2 to 3 hour wait just to get your ticket. And if you had that magical National Trust membership card, you already had your ticket. That was your ticket. You bypassed these hundreds, if not thousands, of people standing waiting to get in to some sought-after attraction and just zipped right past them all, went in, and, I mean, you went in before the tour buses. It's just magical.
Yeah, that's part of it. And as you say, there's so many fantastic places across the UK that you can visit.
Do you have a feeling for how many?
Oh, there's probably 150 mansion properties, then all the countryside and open and outdoor places as well, and the coast. And all the time that you're doing that, you're supporting, you know, really, really important work that's going on in terms of preserving our heritage and what is so important to the UK and to so many Americans as well.
That's incredible. It's incredible. Well, we're going to be going off in the next 2 hours. First, we're going to go and stop at Harry's Shack and find out about this place in Port Stewart, which actually, I understand, is in County Derry. But it's just down the road a piece. And it's just within a couple of miles of the Royal Portrush Golf Course. And I am going to be contacting my very good friend, Pat Dooley, the CEO of Dooley Car Rental, to make sure that he listens to the podcast of the show, downloads it, and takes us with him so he can hear it. because he often plays golf at the Royal Portrush Golf Course. It's going to be a big tournament, big event there, a big open there in 2017. And he's never been to Giants Causeway. And we got to fix that. That's my new campaign for 2016. Stay with me, everybody. So much more to come. We're flying high.
Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.